awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, that music!
That means Friday, Doug.
It means it's Friday!
Doug!
It is finally here. We are very, very excited. Mostly because we're going to see a screening of Godzilla today.
I'm not nursing, not Nella.
And we'll talk about it.
It'll be fun.
My boys really want to see it, and I'm like, dude, PG-13, I'm really thinking no. Don't get your hopes up. Are you sure? I'm pretty sure.
Savvy.
But I'm not a whole 100% sure.
We're going to go check it out. We'll know. We'll know by the end of the day.
Reviews I'm reading are pretty good in saying it's not necessarily... I feel like it's going to be like a Cloverfield where you don't really see the guy that much.
I like that, though.
That's what they say. They said less is more. They want to pull a Jaws with it.
I like it.
Huh?
I like Jaws.
It is 6:16. It is Friday, and we already got phone calls.
All right.
So we're going to take them. Static!
It's Matthew from Albuquerque, guys.
Hey.
You know what? Actually, this morning, guys, I have a prayer request I need to put in for you.
Is it real serious?
Actually, as a matter of fact, it is. This isn't pertaining to the San Diego fire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's for my friend Lisa in California. She has some friends that have lost their houses, and one of them was recently evacuated.
That stinks.
So I just wanted to see if you guys could please pray for those who have lost their houses that, you know, I mean, that they will get another house or they'll start, you know, helping out. Or the crews down there, because I know my ministry is helping out with disaster relief. That
yeah.
Everybody out there... Yeah, I mean, doesn't forget that the Lord is there by their side, helping them through this hard time, you know.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good words.
Because I know I remember years back when I thought I was going to lose my house, because there was this mesa fire years back behind my house, and I remember that. My house, I almost lost it because of that big mesa fire. But thanks to my neighbor who built that trench behind my house, the fire didn't burn my house.
Good.
That's good.
So, yeah, guys, get out there. Please pray for those people down there in San Diego right now. I mean, it's good. It's a hard time they're going through, so
yeah.
Please pray for them.
That's nice of you, Matthew.
I know. Way to put it on people's hearts and minds today because it's necessary. Necessary.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, guys, it's the weekend. How do they say TGIF?
TGIW.
As they say it. What?
They do say it, TGIW.
Yeah.
What is
yeah.
that? What is
you know
that?
What? Thank I was going to say, guys.
It's weekend.
This year is almost over.
Almost.
Wow.
Graduation for fifth graders today at my son's school. It's exciting.
Matthew, when are you done with school?
May 21st. May 22nd, only a makeup day if I miss testing. Yeah. And I'm just going to say right now, guys, I'm going down 9 miles, so if I lose the call, then well, let's say this. Guys, this morning, play me a song by Amberlynn. I'm going to put this out to those people in San Diego County who have lost their homes or who have been evacuated. So
Absolutely.
This morning, this song is for them.
This song is for them from Matthew from Albuquerque. Thanks, Matthew.
Woo!
No problem, guys. God bless.
All right.
See ya.
As he asked and requested some 1975 on the way, we'll get to that, Matthew.
Yeah.
That's what he said, right?
That's what he wanted.
Okay, good. We're kicking off the morning strong. We got some employee Doug coming up. Got some breaking news. We got the show.
So,
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
static!
To Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news on a Friday. What Friday news? Friday news.
So excited.
Friday's got no news. There's news.
Yep.
According to a new poll, 1 out of 5 Americans are in favor of bringing back the gas chamber.
Oh.
Hey, bringing it on back, baby. Retro. Let's get retro with
Man.
Death and torture.
That's crazy. Are you
that
serious?
Crazy, yeah.
Wait, 1 in 5?
1 in 5. Okay. They all one of those lives in Mississippi. Just kidding. No, I think in Mississippi.
They asked 5 people and one of them was like, yeah, man, shoot dang.
Heck yeah, dude. We got the electric chair. Bring it on. Have you seen that video of the cat that comes to the rescue to save the little boy who's being attacked by the dog?
The
pretty
best.
Pretty awesome.
It's the best.
That cat comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Look it up. Scientists report they found the world's oldest sperm. What?
What?
Interesting. Why were they looking for that?
I have no idea.
Nobody knows. A man who has lost 112 pounds was not allowed on his flight because he didn't look like his passport photo.
No way!
That's what you get.
I get that regularly with my debit card because
really?
It's got my picture on it, but my bank hasn't let me update my photo, so it's from high school.
Oh, gosh.
And it looks... Oh, it's awful.
Why can't you just update your photo?
I don't know.
They won't let you?
Well, I guess I could go into the bank and go, bro, this photo's
look at this.
15 years old.
Yeah. I'm sure they'd let you.
Could you please...
That's crazy.
Could you please let me update this photo?
Do you ever hand it to people and they're like... Dude, you know you don't have to get like a fake debit. It's not like a fake ID. You don't need a fake debit card. It's like, no, that's me, man.
Look at that photo.
Wow. You do. You look more like your brother. You look more like your brother.
I look like a freaking musketeer is
what
I look like.
I'll just post your card on my Instagram. I'll just post your number and everything.
There you go. It's 435. Okay.
4374.
Sadly, I have that memorized.
I don't.
Ugh.
Police in Texas arrested a 31-year-old woman who spent the last year at a local school enrolled as a 15-year-old.
Dude, I saw this story.
Did she look young?
She did a good job with the makeup, making herself look young.
No way.
Yeah, because
31?
Like 31 years old.
That's how old I am.
Yeah, almost.
I'm going to go back to high school. On Mother's Day, a Texas high school sophomore was arrested for not disclosing her real age and name.
Gosh.
You might be thinking that doesn't sound like much of an offense until you realize that the sophomore, Charity Ann Johnson, is actually a 31-year-old woman.
31!
Apparently, Johnson enrolled in New Life Christian School in Longview, Texas last year. Ha! Christians. Got them. To register for the school, she used the name Charity Stevens, and she spelled it like Charite. C-H-A-R-I-T-E, and entered the 30-school student as a formerly homeschooled student who did not have transcripts.
Sorry. Yeah, dude.
New Life Christian School stated Johnson had been enrolled since October 2013.
Wow. Maybe she's part of 21 Jump Street.
Maybe so. When she registered, Johnson gave school administrators a birth date that indicated her alleged age. Her current guardian, Tamika Lincoln, said Johnson sought her out in March, claiming she was 15 and needed a home because her parents died. Although it's unclear how Lincoln knew Johnson was using a fake identity, she, along with Johnson's mentor, Paul Ward, called the police and notified the school. This past Tuesday, it was revealed to teachers that Johnson's identity was fake, and New Life Christian School is sending home a letter explaining the incident to parents.
31.
Wow.
31!
31 years old.
In high school, faking it. And got away with it for what, 7 months?
Yeah. That's a lot of makeup.
Let's do this!
I'll do it.
21 Jump Street!
I don't want to go to high school, though. I want to go to college.
We could shave. We could look. Well, Blech. Anybody can go to college.
I never want to go back to high school. No, we need to make ourselves look young enough to go to college. There's no old people in college. Who told you that? There's no old people. Gosh, that's nuts, man.
Yeah. We can do this.
The Standard Hotel in New York has fired the staffer who leaked the security footage of Beyonce's sister attacking Jay-Z. I found out how much that joker got paid for that footage.
How much?
I saw it. It's like $250,000.
That's pretty good.
I mean, you don't need a job.
Yeah.
But I think they're taking him to court.
Okay.
So he might spend all that money on legal fees.
Yep.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's former campaign manager says that the governor definitely knew in advance about the closing traffic lanes at the George Washington Bridge because he personally briefed him. Okay.
They're still talking about this.
The only thing that I care about when it comes to the George Washington Bridge is that's the bridge that the Green Goblin knocked Gwen Stacy off of in the comic books.
Yep. True story.
That's all. That's comic books.
The GWB. GWB, man.
In West Virginia, a 17-year-old girl defeated a 2-time incumbent in a Republican primary state lawmaker race.
Wow.
I read about this yesterday, and they hadn't done the voting yet. So I guess she won. What? 17
Amazing.
Years old. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Doug, will you look that up?
17.
I think it's something Blair.
J- just goes to show when you put your mind to anything,
West Virginia,
you can accomplish it. I'm going back to high school.
I'm going back to high school.
If I shave every day,
I can't wait to go.
I could look like I'm still in high school. Right, employee, Doug? Gosh,
no, Doug said no. Doug said no. Doug said no, man.
What are the worst?
A California teacher's being sued for breaking a 17-year-old student's arm during an arm wrestling match.
Oh, my gosh.
In the 80s, we made movies about that stuff.
Yes, over the top.
Over the top. Go to detention.
Yeah.
Stupid kid. Don't come at me with your arm wrestling things. Kind of lost it there.
Prowess?
Arm wrestling prowess? Can you really have prowess in arm wrestling?
I don't know.
It seems like prowess is too high class of a word for arm wrestling. Your arm wrestling skill? That's what we want. Skill.
Oh,
is it a skill? We don't know. A family in Austin, Texas has been living in a tiny home measuring just 260 square feet in area.
Whoa.
For the past 6 years, Doug. The Sprague family includes Scott Sprague, his wife Carrie, and two boys, and they share the home.
How many square feet is this studio?
We're probably close. That would mean the bathroom would have to be like right there. Their living room, kitchen, dining room, and master bedroom are all blended into one space. Then there's a hallway that leads to the kids' room.
It's got to be a little bigger. We obviously do not know square footage.
Not even a bit. The kids, who are 6 and 8, share a bunk bed. Everyone in the family shares a single closet that has been partitioned to keep Carrie's stuff separate from that of the boys. Four of them also share a common bathroom.
Wow.
260 square feet. That's tiny. But hey, I mean, it's probably economical.
I was going to say.
Oh, I got to go. Hang on.
Nice.
Thanks.
That's good.
A South Carolina teenager was charged with involuntary manslaughter.
Ooh.
After police say she fired a shot at a friend in a bulletproof vest but missed the Kevlar.
Mm-mm.
26-year-old Blake Wardle found an old flak jacket early Wednesday morning in Greenville, put it on, and asked 18-year-old Taylor Kelly to shoot him. Kelly fired a single round from a small-caliber handgun at the vest but just missed. Authorities say the bullet went through the lining and into his heart. Investigators say they found no evidence of heavy alcohol or drug use at the scene of the crime. If convicted, the recent high school graduate faces up to 5 years in prison. Good grief.
Hey, man, I want you to know that no matter what,
nope.
I would never shoot a gun at you, even if you told me to, wearing Kevlar like a dumb.
What if I was a villain? What if I had mutated and I was like, you've got to shoot me?
No, because then I would be like you, and I can't do that.
I don't know.
It's like Harry Osborn and Peter. I will always remain true to the good guy. I could never kill you. I will make sure you're locked up in a penitentiary where you can't hurt yourself or anybody else for the rest of your life in the secret underground location, 17 stories below the ground, surrounded by concrete with other
superheroes. I'm writing
a
song.
Oh, okay.
I'll be true to you, even when the skies are blue. I'll be true to you, even when your world comes crashing down on you.
That had nothing to do with supervillains. When did you become a supervillain?
This is what plays in the background.
You're supposed to become a supervillain. When you're the supervillain?
Not in the song.
Oh, man.
The song's about love, jerk.
Oh, okay.
Get it right.
Well, yeah, that's why I can't kill you, dummy. Gosh!
See, it was about it. I was right. State of Ohio they issued bright yellow license plates to people convicted of driving under the influence.
Wow!
A judge can make a DUI or use one of these license plates. I guess that means I got one of them here. Because my license plate is bright yellow.
Oh, right.
And I hate it. I wanted the teal one.
Why did
I
you
wanted
get
the teal
one?
Because
they
didn't have
choose?
It. The MVD or whatever didn't have it.
Wow.
So they're like, oh, it's a speedy process. Come to this speedy one.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You pay like $10 more. All right, well, as long as it's speedy, I hate the DMV.
Yeah.
I hate going to the DMV. It's the worst thing ever. Okay, well, yeah, because you just come in here, speedy process. Awesome. You can only have the yellow license.
Oh.
Or this one that's cost $1 billion because it's got a weather balloon on it or whatever. I don't want that. I don't want the hot air balloon, weather balloon.
It's not a weather balloon.
I know, it's a hot air balloon. I wanted the teal license plate. That's the most important thing. I wanted that.
I'm sorry.
And I didn't get it.
You'll get one someday.
No, I won't.
I know.
This stupid... license plate people. Cash machines could soon be installed with devices that identify customers by reading the veins in their fingers.
Whoa!
The technology is already being rolled out in Poland, where 1,730 cash machines will this year be installed with readers canceling the need for a debit card and a PIN number. The machines read the patterns of the veins just below the surface of your skin on your finger using infrared sensors.
Yeah, right. You know how often my stupid iPhone goes, print unrecognizable.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, this is supposed to be a quicker process.
It's supposed to be quicker. It's
supposed to be faster.
Well,
phone.
I wonder. Okay, so.
Touch my.
If it's reading our fingerprint.
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder if this would be that different because it says it's reading the veins.
Yeah.
So, is that different? It might not be any different. Maybe that's what this is doing too. Maybe you people out there that are experts at science and fingers could tell me.
Yeah.
Poor Dawn. She wouldn't be able to do that because she sliced off.
Oh,
that thing's
finger.
Healing. Zombie finger is healing.
Ugh.
At Zombie Finger on Instagram. Go check it out.
Ugh.
What do Sarah Silverman, Malcolm Gladwell, and Jonathan Safran Foer have in common?
They all dated Jimmy Kimmel.
No. Their words all appear on Chipotle's new line of packaging.
Whoa.
Which has taken a literary turn.
Really?
Yeah. Foer, author of Eating Animals, a book about factory farming, told Vanity Fair he was eating Chipotle by himself. In the not-too-distant past, when an idea came to him, perhaps his time would be better spent reading something of import while he nommed his burrito.
Nom.
Hate. He wrote an email to Steve Ells, Chipotle CEO, said, I said, I bet a bunch of people go into your restaurants every day, and I bet some of them have very similar experiences, and even if they didn't have that negative experience, they could have a positive one if they had access to some kind of interesting text. The cups and bags in which your meal is delivered offer thought-provoking sentiments from well-known authors and poets about everything from making the world a better place to opening your mind.
Mm.
Open your mind, homeschooler. Open your mind. There is a world beyond your home. A world where a 31-year-old woman can pretend to be a 15-year-old high school student for 7 months and go undetected.
That sounds like a movie.
Does it sounds like 21 Jump Street.
Mm-hmm.
Like straight up. She watched that movie. She's like, I love Channing Tatum. And that other guy's okay. I'm going to try this. And she went for it.
She did.
A show rabbit breeder in Pennsylvania is suing a French gas exploration company for using low-flying helicopters. She said terrorized her prized animals, causing many to die and leaving survivors unable to breathe. Deafening noise from helicopters flying over Susan Nalden's mountain home in Trout Run, Pennsylvania, in search of shale gas deposits sent her skittish rabbits into a frenzy. She filed a lawsuit this week against CGG, the French oil and gas exploration company.
Hmm.
Rabbits can't breathe.
Did you ever
Something's
have a rabbit?
Wrong. Nope.
Ugh.
I see rabbits outside, though. Coming
as a
up
little
here.
Kid in Texas, we had rabbits. We had like 3 rabbits, and my mom's like,
poop everywhere.
We're gonna get rabbits. And we're like, this is a really good idea. And then like a week later,
they're so fuzzy.
It was like, let's go check on the rabbits, and they were in their cages in the backyard. And we're like, Mom!
Dead. Snakes.
Fried. Sun. Direct sunlight. Like somehow, yeah. And it was like, it was horrific.
Oh.
I was like 7 years old.
That's good.
I'm glad you
got to see that when
Tiny
you were
Tunes?
7.
Traumatic experience for me. I couldn't watch Tiny Toons after that.
I love Tiny Toons.
I did too.
Yeah.
Oh, Plucky
Tiny Toons was really good.
Yeah, it was so good.
A California transient was arrested after police say they found him wrapped up like a burrito inside a trash bin at a Taco Bell.
Okay.
Police say the intoxicated man was wrapped in several plastic wrappers. Because why not?
Well, that's because he was like, 7-layer burrito? Why not?
What about 7-layer people? You got any change?
Police in Houston, Texas are looking for 3 unknown suspects who attempted to rob a lingerie store.
Ooh.
Surveillance cameras show the men entering the store, one with a revolver and one with a rifle. The man with the revolver appears to have bumped the man with the rifle, causing the rifle to discharge, which then spooked both of them. Apparently thinking they were being shot at, the suspects began firing weapons and ran out of the store. Nearly a dozen rounds were fired. All by the suspects, nobody else. No one was hurt, but the man with the rifle shot the store's window and a mannequin.
So he went into a lingerie store and prematurely... Okay.
Hey! 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 You don't say that! You don't say it! You don't say that on the radio!
Hey, look,
no!
Look at
no!
That. It's 6:45.
No!
It's time to burn this. Let's go to birthday. Doug.
Birthday's with Doug!
Hey!
Hey, Doug! Hey. Nothing happened! Doug!
Nothing to see here. Move
nothing
along.
Nothing happened!
Move along.
That was a walk-off shot, Steve-O.
Thank you!
That was. Thank Mike you. Trout over here.
Woo!
Mike First Trout. Career walk-off home run last night.
Beat Where the Rays. Take that, Tampa.
Take it!
Thank you. We'll take that, too.
Take Yankees. It to the bank!
Take it.
No!
Dude, go!
Today is May 16th, 2014, day 136 of the year, 229 days remaining.
Yeah, right.
Allegedly. That's what my sources tell me.
It's good. His source is the Hallmark calendar.
Oh, wait,
with
Doug,
kittens.
Can you turn this music up just a little bit? I know this. This is a...
Bum, bum.
What is this?
Dun, dun.
This is Toby Keith.
Ah.
Yep.
First up this morning, gained critical acclaim for her performance in Urban Cowboy in 1980. She then gave Academy Award nominated performances in An Officer and a Gentleman, Terms of Endearment, and Shadowlands.
Wait. What is her name?
Her heart wasn't in it.
I can see her in my mind's eye. What is her name?
Should have been a cowboy.
I can't remember.
Deborah Winger.
Deborah Winger!
Dang it. I knew that. Deborah Winger is 62.
Riding my pony on the cattle drive.
Wow.
Stealing
I can't
a young
you know this.
Girl's heart. Hang on. Just like Gene and Roy. Slinging those campfire
This was originally going to be the song for Emmett Smith yesterday.
Whoa, Peter!
Gosh. Hey. This is bad.
Okay. You said 62?
Yeah.
58.
She is 59 this morning.
Oh.
Jesse James. What? We live in cowboy land.
We do.
Next
Charlie
up,
Sheen.
Charlie
nope.
Sheen. That
Austin,
kid.
Austin
nope.
Kutcher.
Nope.
That other guy. No,
John
it's already
Cryer.
Been that guy.
She's known for playing Rose on Two and a Half Men.
Never seen
and
this
she's
show.
And she's in films such as The Perks of Being a Wallflower, Hello, I Must Be Going, Win-Win, Up in the Air, The Informant, Away We Go, Flags of Our Father, Shattered Glass, Sweet Home Alabama, Coyote Ugly, Even After, and Heavenly Creatures.
No!
Nope.
Melanie Lynskey.
No.
Nope.
No.
38. 42.
She is fifth or blah. She is 37.
37.
Blah.
All right.
Doug is my friend.
John Parr?
No.
Okay. It's one
Rob
of those.
Lowe.
No.
Demi Moore.
Nope.
James Spader.
Nope.
I don't know any. A
Began
bunch
her
of
acting
people
career
were in
the
movie.
Late 1970s.
Ally Sheedy.
Nope. She starred in the TV movie Amber Waves, winning an Academy Award for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Miniseries. She received an Academy Award nomination for Best Supporting Actress in the 1990 film Georgia.
Georgia.
In 1998, she won an Academy Award for TV movie George Wallace. She was in such films as St. Elmo's Fire, Miracle Mile, The Miracle Mile, Turner and Hooch, The War.
Turner and Hooch!
Dandelion, Swing Vote, Brothers, and The Hatfields and McCoys.
No one knows!
Who yeah, is I have it? No idea.
Who is it?
Mar Winningham.
Who are you, Doug?
Who are you?
I'm Doug.
More importantly, who is Mar Winningham?
No. He's right. You're trying to break free!
Got her acting debut in the 80s. 30, 40. I'm
Doug,
gonna say she's 53.
When you dance, you have to do this motion.
Okay.
Yep, because you're the man
it's
in
like
motion.
It's like you're on a train. Yep.
Gosh.
53!
Gosh.
I'm dancing! 54!
She is 55.
Ah!
Man!
I almost said that too. Doug.
Next up.
I am Doug.
American actor, television producer, and director known for his role as Angel on the supernatural drama series Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel.
Burns. Yeah, David Burns. Somebody Burns.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also FBI special agent.
On
Booth.
What's his name? His first name? David something?
Yes.
Yeah.
David Bornyaus.
Barnin.
David Barnin.
I've never seen a single episode of Buffy
either,
the Vampire
but
Slayer.
They wanted him to play. I think back when they were making the first Spider-Man trilogy, he was in the running for Peter Parker.
Really?
Yep.
Nah, he's too, like, meaty. Yeah.
Okay.
He
is 45.
Show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying. We know we're near the
end.
The best is ready to begin.
Kirk Cameron.
No. American actress and former child star.
Tracy Golding.
Yes.
Yeah. The sister.
Yep.
Rain Carol Seaver.
Hang on.
Tracy Gold is 40.
Tracy Gold is 42.
She is 45.
Ah!
Dang it!
Sorry, I had a wheeze.
Is this 90210?
No.
Yes, it is. And it's the old one. You can tell by the quality of the music.
Ah, okay. Shannon Doherty.
No.
Luke Perry.
No.
Jason Priestley.
No.
Ian Ziering.
Nope.
It's not Tiffany
It's always
Amber.
The last one. It's always the last one.
How much Ryan Austin Green.
No.
How much do you know? Keep going. Keep going, friend. You know everybody. Just keep going.
No, that's all I know.
I'm pretty sure
I don't.
I bet it is.
Donna.
Who is Donna?
Donna? Wait, Donna? I don't remember Donna's name.
Tori Spelling?
Tori Spelling was the main one, you doo-doo head.
I don't know. I never saw the show.
Don't say doo-doo head
I don't know what
she's
talking about. Who's Tori Spelling?
What?
Well, I don't know who that is.
Everybody
knows. I've never seen that.
Guys, he's got Tori Spelling posters.
Obviously.
From when he was in high school.
I did not have Donna posters.
You had a 90210 poster.
If anyone, it was
either... You had a 90210
poster. Kelly or Brenda?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Who did Tiffany Amber Thiessen play? Tiffany Amber Thiessen play?
Ugh.
You remember?
She came later.
I know, she was a
mean
girl.
Doesn't count.
She's Kelly Kapowski. She always counts.
Yeah, she counted as Kelly Kapowski, and then she went over 90210 and was like, you're a jerk.
Yeah, but then she came back for Saved by the Bell College Years. It only lasted one season, but it was awesome.
Donna. Ugh. Tori Spelling.
What do you think?
Tori Spelling.
I say 43.
She should thank her dad always.
Aaron Spelling.
Yeah. There's no way. Never mind. Okay. Tori Spelling is 44.
She is 41.
Oh.
Did you guess?
I said 43.
Oh.
I was close.
Next up, she got her acting debut on the show Hope and Faith. In 2004, she made her film debut with a role in Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen. And in 2007...
Wait.
She co-starred...
Anne Hathaway.
Nope.
Dang it.
Michaela Baines...
I don't know.
The love interest, Shia LaBeouf, in the blockbuster film Transformers.
Oh, the third one?
Oh my gosh, is this...
She was also in Jennifer's Body.
Megan Fox?
Yes.
Whoa!
6 Degrees of Separation, she is married to Brian Austin Green,
okay,
who had a thing with Tori Spelling, but only on 90210, not really in real life, I don't think. But, so there you go.
And then
they're connected.
And
for
you
life.
Loved 90210.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So you know them.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I can't name all the cast members of 90210 and know everybody in New Kids on the Block. What is that about?
What is that about?
That's obviously not me.
No, man.
I'm hip. I'm cool.
I got a picture.
I got tattoos. I'm obviously cool.
I got a picture that says otherwise. I got a picture.
If you are talking about that, oh god.
This picture tells me otherwise.
Get that off the webcam.
Okay.
Megan Fox.
Girl.
You're April O'Neil in the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Girl, you better not ruin this for us, but you is beautiful.
She says she's a Christian now.
Background.
Yeah,
that's
why she doesn't do. She doesn't do those films. Yeah, like
she
hasn't been in crazy
her.
Films like that. She doesn't want to do like body films like that. April O'Neil, if you
body.
Notice. Yeah.
Totally covered
Totally covered in Teenage Mutant
well,
Ninja
we'll
Turtles.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
She's also in a Panic at the Disco video.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Right after the band broke up, so no one really cared.
Megan Fox. If she were a president, she'd be Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, bro.
Thanks, Garth.
Yeah.
Okay, Megan Fox is
35.
27. 28. Oh, my gosh. Dang it. I'm sorry, Megan. I'll get it right next year.
I just assume, you know.
She was in This Is 40. She was pretty hilarious.
She was funny in that movie.
Janet.
Yes.
I didn't even have to, I'm like, I was waiting. I wasn't sure.
Oh. Janet Jackson?
Rhythm Nation was her best tape. I know because I played it on repeat until
everywhere
it melted.
I go, every song I sing, I know you are there. Stop begging me.
Doug, we're still friends because you're rocking this.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
You didn't want to play Scream?
Dude,
Turner,
Rhythm Nation.
I went through like 10 songs of hers to find something I could play.
Scream?
Oh, Rhythm Nation. Wait, you can't play all of Rhythm Nation? Okay, Janet. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
That's right.
Duh.
She is. Oh!
Janet Jackson today is 46.
That's probably close, too.
She's probably older than that. You should go a little older, but not a lot.
Well, no, because MJ died when he was 50.
Right.
And how many years has it been?
He was the youngest bro. Right. Well, no, there was a younger bro.
And she came after that. So you're pretty close. She was 50. So,
dang it, my sister is at Disney World.
What did you say, 46?
Yeah.
45.
Today she is 48.
Ah! Went the wrong way. Daniel Craig.
No.
Sean Connery.
No.
Pierce Brosnan.
George Lazenby.
No.
George Lazenby.
On Pierce Her Majesty's Brosnan. Secret Service. It was one film he played as James Bond, and he got married in that film. Yes, I know, because I own them all.
Mattel was Lazenby. Correct. Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan.
Hello, hello.
All I need to know is Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, hello. It's a home run by Fruity.
Gosh.
I don't work with the males because I used to be one.
Here's Brosnan. Dude, GoldenEye. Tomorrow Never
Did
Dies.
You guys know that Pierce Brosnan is going to be in the next Expendables movie?
What?
Yep.
We
that
need to start watching
happened.
Those movies.
Yeah,
I haven't seen a single one.
I ain't seen them neither, man, and I ain't going to.
When I was a little kid, it was like, could you imagine if...
Can you imagine
Jean-Claude Van Damme and Arnold Schwarzenegger?
What if they both fought and they both had arm wrestling matches and then they had to jump into a helicopter and fly over the volcano and jump into the volcano and then the volcano blew up and then all of a sudden Bruce Lee came out of the volcano because he had been waiting on them the whole time and then they all fight. They fought each other and Sylvester Stallone and Jean-Claude Van Damme and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Bruce Lee, they was all fighting each other.
They are answering all of the questions we had riding the bus in elementary school.
Arnold
Schwarzenegger would totally beat up Bruce Willis. He's way cooler.
He's way cooler. No, he's not.
No, it's not. Bruce Willis is the best.
Yeah, no.
Bruce Willis would kick his butt.
I've got armpit hair.
Pierce Brosnan is 51.
60.
Today he is 61.
Wow.
There's Sam Swan.
Yep.
All right, last one this morning.
All right.
Let's leave him outside. Let's leave him outside. He can't hear us.
On this day in what year... Michael Jordan was named NBA Rookie of the Year.
1983.
1982. 1985.
Oh!
I was just totally...
All right.
Yay!
Today is Friday. It is National Bike to Work Day.
It is.
National Piercing Day.
Okay.
National Pizza Party Day. Endangered Species Day. Tomorrow is Love a Tree Day.
Cool.
Wear Purple for Peace Day. National Barbecue Day. Learn to Swim Day. Pack Rat Day. Sunday is Cherry Cobbler Day. It is the Bay to Breakers Race, the oldest consecutively run foot race in the world. National Museum Day, Neighbor Day, Visit Your Relatives Day, Museum Day again, and Golf Day.
Bridge the Border.
Sweet.
pretty good. We have a great show for you today. It's Friday.
Friday.
We're going to have some fun. Question of the day will be posted. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got copies of the Get Outside Guide, courtesy of National Geographic Kids.
We got tickets to give away to a hip-hop bash coming up in Santa Fe.
Tomorrow night, dude. Shy Lin, Jay Sun. I'm excited. It's going to be a sweet show.
The RZA.
Stop it. Method Man.
God, that's the wrong
ODB.
One.
ODB.
Okay, we got to hurry.
Okay. Quick break coming up. We got some Capital Cities, some Least of These, some Memphis Mainfire, some Sweat Fun, some Team Awesome Morning Party, and some Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party, making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist, a little more awesomest.
Sam, how was traffic while you were driving in?
It wasn't too bad when I was driving in.
That's good.
When I came across Alameda, and then got on the interstate, and there were some cars.
So
on
you
the
used more than one road.
Yeah, and then I got off at Osuna.
It was okay.
Well, actually, I got off of San Antonio.
All right, that's your traffic report.
There were some cars, and they were driving, and traffic was flowing. It wasn't bad.
There you go. It looks like we just have a couple of construction things going on. Of course, I-25 and Paseo. And then down south, the roadway has been reduced to one lane, Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard, southeast, south at Rio Bravo. That is it.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669.
So,
welcoming Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Good morning.
Good to have you in studio, buddy.
It's great to be here with my two radio bros.
Boom!
Yep.
I found the story. It got me thinking about a recent discovery in our home. We'll get to that. You know, sometimes you lose something, and you're like, I know I had that.
Yes.
Where are my stupid keys?
Oh, my gosh.
Or where is that remote? We lost the Apple TV remote.
Oh,
and it
no.
was so infuriating. But it wasn't like, next day we found it in the couch. Or, it was under the entertainment center. Or, like this thing was gone for months.
Yeah, it was a couple months.
Months. It can be really, really frustrating when you lose something. Imagine losing money.
Money.
We do love money.
I have no money to love.
In April, three roommates were watching a movie in their new Pouts New York home.
Ooh.
When they noticed several lumps in the side of the cushions of their new couch, which they'd purchased a couple months prior from a Salvation Army.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, these three roommates rooted through the couch's cushions.
Root.
Pulled out a few large envelopes.
Like it.
I like. There's some money
going.
Inside.
How much money's?
By the time the final count was in, the three girls had more than $41,000.
That's what I'm talking about right
stacked
there.
Stacked in front of them.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's way worse than a remote.
Now, plans to buy cars and boats and everything that they had immediately thought of because it's girls. They're like, shoes!
Yes.
And purses! Shoes!
Quickly turned...
Accessorizing.
Whoa.
To feelings of guilt once they found the name of the cash's owner on one of the envelopes.
Oh, no.
Trio tracked the money's elderly owner down and returned the cash. And as you can imagine, the elderly woman started crying. Because that was her life savings that she had been hiding in her couch and forgot about and gave the couch away to
that's
Goodwill.
A good place to Salvation hide it and Army. Forget about it.
Over $41,000 in cash!
My heavens.
Yeah. So she was very thrilled to have the money
back.
No word on whether or not she gave the ladies
any kind of a reward or anything.
Yeah. But
maybe she made him a nice little cup of tea.
I know, right?
A nice little cup of tea.
Sit down, dearies. Thank you for bringing my life savings back to me.
Yeah.
You're
so
nice.
There's hope
for our young people yet today.
Not me.
Reminded me of the vortex of doom where our Apple TV remote went to, because I was like, I'll just get another one. And then I jumped online and it was like
$50.
Oh my god!
For a stupid little remote. And no. So there's apps now, you know. So I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm just gonna use my phone.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna do forever. Yeah, yeah. And then Luke Jeter,
hero.
The best part is this thing had been lost for so long. Don had searched for it. Matt had searched for it. I had searched for it.
We had all searched.
We had all just
gone through the couch.
When we had free moments, it was like, hey, did you find the Apple TV remote? No. So, I mean, we were it was an adventure. It was straight up Indiana Jones adventure for months.
One of the hopes of us, when we were moving out, is that we would find the remote.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Moving all of our stuff, because we thought maybe Brody or Panda had scooted it into our
room. Somehow, it was under the bed here. I was tucked in a mattress somewhere.
Right.
They moved out, moved everything,
still didn't
find the remote. I mean, we were on an adventure.
Yeah.
Well, then a week ago,
Indiana,
we're all working.
Let go, Indiana.
And Chrissy shoots us this video of Luke, and Luke was hanging out on the couch and like seriously moved his leg over to the side of the couch and stuck it underneath the cushion, and felt something with his toe, and dove in, and his arm went through this like little hole that was like a tear in the couch. Woo! Apple TV remote.
There was great rejoicing.
And she reenacted it on a video to celebrate, to show us how it happened.
Gosh.
And we all threw a party for the stupid remote.
Did you call the neighbors?
Did you
tell the neighbors and celebrate?
Called him back and said, hey, sorry I accused you of breaking into my house and
stealing my Apple TV.
Repair our relationship.
I'd like to...
We can reconcile.
Called the police and let them know, we found it.
Yeah, we dropped the charges.
You can drop the search for the...
I bought a gun. I took
Apple
it back.
Apple TV bandit.
I was going to kill you. All of my plans I've thrown in the trash.
Oh, man. Have you ever lost something and then months later found it in the unlikeliest of places? 505-338-3700. Do you ever lose anything valuable that you're like, dude? You know when you lose something important?
Yeah.
You're like, that's how I am with my Apple TV remote.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I'd have to think for a second. I know I have lost stuff.
Man.
But that memory is now lost. And so I might not be able
to. You lost the memory.
I am now digging
what you lost
frantically for the memory of everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's just going away.
This is good. See, it's good that you don't remember things like that because, you know, Corinthians tells us that love keeps no record of wrongdoing.
Right.
And chances are when something is lost at the house, I blame the kids or my wife. Because
right.
It's never my fault.
Right.
It's never, ever, ever my fault.
Yeah. Where is it?
So.
Where is it? What am I looking for?
Are you looking for that?
Yes.
Oh, get it.
There you go.
Yeah. Yep.
Juke.
I just juked us. Did I just juke us?
Juke once.
Is that a
Steve-o.
Juke? My bad.
No,
my
it's,
bad.
It's okay. It's okay for you to do it.
Juke
it's
us. Fine. Yeah.
No problem.
Question of the day. It's posted. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
It's posted beside a glorious picture.
Man, that would be a... Imagine being one of the three roommates and uncovering $41,000
in
the couch that you bought
at Goodwill. I wonder if there wasn't a name on the envelope, would they have called Goodwill? I don't know if Goodwill keeps records of who gives what. I mean, I know you can get a tax thing.
I immediately would have called Goodwill and been like, hey, man, we bought this couch. Can you give us the name of the owner? Because we just found $3,000 in this couch. That's a lot of money.
We found at least $3,000.
We want to give it back.
I got to show you this text Brenda just sent me.
At least, but not more. No more.
I forgot about that.
Oh, my gosh!
So question of the day.
Oh,
one more
my
time.
Gosh!
Phrase it one more time.
Okay, question of the day. Have you ever lost something of value and then found it years later, months, years later, in the unlikeliest of places? Do tell, Sam Swan. Your beautiful bride just texted
you. She reminded
me. Because she is the keeper
she has
of records.
A much better memory.
She does have a good memory, apparently.
When I was the youth pastor at First Baptist in Carlsbad, we would occasionally put together some older fellas in teams, and there'd be like this tournament, basketball team. So I would, because I had, you know, serious ups, I didn't want to...
serious ups.
Okay.
Whoa. White man can't
they
jump.
They were just kidding ups.
You
but
got ups, man?
I never wanted... I always took off my wedding band when I played basketball because, you know, if you catch the ball wrong, it hurts or whatever.
Oh,
or if you jam your finger. So I would tie it. I learned one of the Lobo players years and years and years ago used to tie his wedding band in his tennis shoe, his left tennis shoe.
Okay.
And so I did that one time, but this time instead of taking it out of the eyelet and looping it and then putting it back in the eyelet, I just tied it in the knot. So I'm playing. I'm you know, I remember one time during the game I had to stop and tie my left shoe. I didn't even think anything of it.
Yeah.
Then I at the game's over and I'm sitting on the bench.
Don't say switching. I didn't think anything of it on the air. Your wife is listening.
No, who cares about it? Keep going.
Well, she can't hurt me here.
She can't hurt me. And Sam, you can.
And I got to go to work, so I won't see her till this afternoon. I will bruise later, bro.
We have a really big couch.
That's you can right. just outpace her in a foot race.
Vortex of Apple remotes hidden yeah. in our couch, so obviously
so
there's room
can
for
hide
you.
Me
so,
over
yeah,
there too.
You can
Absolutely.
Say. You can say.
So I just retied because it was in the middle of a play. So I jumped down, retied my shoe, and then chased the guy and played defense. So at the end of the game, I'm taking off my basketball shoes and putting on my other shoes. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I am, I'm going, oh, good, I get to put on my. Where is it? It was like a Macaulay Culkin. It was like, no!
Yes.
Like that. It was awful. So I am combing this gym. And what it is, this gym that where we were in Carlsbad is a converted electric power plant.
Okay.
Ooh. So it's got different levels and there's...
Is this your origin story of becoming a supervillain?
Yes, Sam!
I feel like you're about
As
to
I
go.
Reached for my ring, I saw it leaning against a loose wire of the former power plant.
Right.
And as
you're
I
like,
grabbed
I'm gonna
it...
I'm going to reconnect this.
I thought somebody
years.
Doesn't know this wire's disconnected.
I better reconnect
And so
it.
I tied yeah. it back together using my wedding band as right. the final conductor.
And since your wedding band was made of titanium
yes.
and a commitment, you became a villain.
Yes. Welcome to the dark side.
Whoa.
Amazing.
So actually,
so you're combing through.
So I'm combing through. I'm looking, and there's like these big metal angle iron things that are holding this fence because the gym floor was elevated, and then there's the big game room downstairs,
yeah.
and so there's this giant cage to keep people from falling off, going all the way to the ceiling. A real heavy fence thing.
Gosh.
And so I thought, man, I got stuck under that because I'm thinking, okay, my shoe was untied down here.
Mm-hmm.
I am looking. I can never, ever find... I didn't find it that night. Every Ooh. Time I went back there, because we'd do youth activities there.
Yeah.
I would go to the Lost and Found and say... And after a while, it was like, 3 years ago, I was here,
man.
And I was playing basketball, and has anybody turned in a wedding band?
Is that how you asked them? Because they probably were like, what's wrong with this
yeah.
kid? He
yeah.
holds out the final words
and
in his questions. He holds them
out. I was
out.
Wondering
I was here 3 years
a
ago,
wedding band?
And I was wondering if you guys had seen a wedding band.
And so they'd give me the box, and you know, and I'd... It's kind of like Ralph, you know, finding
yeah.
all the kind of weird stuff. So, I actually never found that ring.
You never?
I was
waiting for the happy ending.
I know. Well, I there is no happy ending.
Oh, well,
except
well,
my
it's
wife
marriage.
Didn't divorce
Hey-o!
Me.
Hey, look out for
He's
that.
Here
one.
All week, folks. Hey, so what happened?
Look out for this guy.
But this, you know, I had been married probably 14 years, 15, maybe 16 years by the time I lost it.
Wow.
I have friends.
So you
I have
definitely
a friend
married.
Who lost his wedding band a week
oh,
after his wedding.
Yeah.
And now here's a good, this is, that reminds me of a good lost and found story. We were at camp, and he lost it walking across this field because it was a little big for him.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's a grass field, a gold wedding band in a grass field. So we have pictures of the kids. We got them all on hands and knees on one
wow.
end of the field, and they on their hands and knees, combed from one end to the other that field that we were on. It wasn't a huge field, but it was like a large yard field,
yeah.
size field. Didn't find it. One day, about the next day, I'm walking by there, and I'm cutting through the grass, and I'm thinking, I'll just kind of glance while I'm looking
yeah.
to see if I can find Mike's wedding band. So I stop, and I look around, and I look down, and right by my left foot,
wow.
there it was.
There's the wedding band laying there. So I picked it up, and I took it to him, and I
and
said,
you
I
held
just
it
saved
for ransom.
Your life. I found Dude. This wedding ring. It was in the grass.
Do
I don't know if it's yours
money?
Or not.
Wow.
So that one was found, but I didn't get my original wedding band yet, which
Gosh.
It killed me. It
yeah.
bothered me way more than it bothered Brenda. Yeah.
I have
so
never.
So I just went and bought a cheap
I don't
one.
Know if
and
that, how that
now
speaks.
We have matching ones again.
That's
for
good.
Our 20th
That's
wedding
good.
Anniversary,
oh,
we decided
see,
to match
look
again.
At that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never lost my wedding band. Because I just get rid of it.
You just lost your band altogether.
I lose
you
it on
lost,
purpose.
You lost the band.
I throw it away.
You lost Waverly.
Oh. Yeah, I lost
like,
the
I
real band.
Yeah. So.
One thing I did lose, though, related, I lost a True Love Waits ring.
Wait. Oh.
And not metaphorically, everyone. Literally lost it. I was in a car.
The actual physical ring.
With some friends of ours from church. And
oh,
it. I have tiny hands. I have tiny little girl hands.
Me too.
And so
the ring just fell off in the car. In the car. It was a Suburban. So in the truck. And
that's a Texas Cadillac right there.
It was
right
just
there.
Right.
That's a Mississippi
I grew up
bus.
In Suburbans, man.
Oh, man. Me too, man. Yeah. We had one for
Lower
a while.
Texas, of course,
me too. I had a gun and a horse and
when
everything.
When you have as many kids as I have, it's either that or a Greyhound.
Me too. I'm a man. I'm probably the manliest guy ever made, by God. Anyway, so anyway, I lose the ring. I lose the ring. And it's just in the floorboard of the Suburban, so nobody really thought anything about it. Well, then, like, no one could find that ring. It wasn't just me looking. Like, all of us were looking. Couldn't find it forever. Years. Yeah. So I got another one. It was a really important commitment to me, you know, and so got another ring. Life goes on. And then years later, they found that ring in their car.
No way!
Yeah, tiny little ring.
Gosh.
Tiny little ring.
505-338-3700. Found the story. Roommates.
Man, you're wild.
Three roommates in New York.
That's crazy.
Hanging out on the couch. Probably watching The Notebook. It's three chicks.
That's right. or WWE.
Yeah, you know, one or the other.
Because there's no middle of the road for them.
Yeah, right?
They either watch the chick flicks or all the
Arrow.
Wrestling.
Or watching Arrow.
Yeah, there you go.
Arrow. Man, that show is so awesome.
Arrow.
Okay. When they notice several lumps in the side cushions of their new couch, they purchased it a couple months prior at Salvation Army. So Reese, Callie, and Laura, they rooted through the couch's cushions and pulled out several large envelopes, found some 20s in there, started counting, and when they were done, they had more than $41,000 in front of them!
That's nuts.
That's just crazy.
So the cool thing was one of the envelopes had a lady's name on it. They tracked the lady down. It was this elderly woman. She had put her life savings in this couch.
That's
and
nuts.
And they returned it. Amazing. So
that's nuts!
Question of the day. You ever lose something and then valuable. Something valuable. I mean, whatever.
That's pretty valuable. Yeah. 41 grand.
Yeah. And then years later, discovered it. I have one of those where, like Sam, like the wedding ring, never found.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not joking. I'm not being funny. I still think about this anytime somebody talks about losing something of value. When I was 6 years old, living in Lubbock, Texas, I had the Han Solo from Empire Strikes Back with the blue, you know, his jacket.
Oh, yeah.
And it was my favorite action figure.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I think Scotty buried it in the backyard. I couldn't find this thing to save my life. It was my favorite action figure.
Yeah.
And one day it just wasn't there. And I'm not even being funny right now.
No, I know.
To this day,
I can see it in your eye.
I still go, he buried that thing by the pecan trees in the backyard. I know it.
Why didn't you just dig it up?
I did. I dug. I dug and dug and dug, and I searched and searched.
So you were
it's
like...
It's in a galaxy far, far away.
I lost
Lubbock, Texas,
a Generation 1 Insecticon in a river one time.
Really? Oh! Yep. Sadness.
No That's way. A Transformer toy.
Yeah.
That's back when they were made with actual metal.
Yep.
And
oh, wow.
They would definitely sink into the river.
Yes, they were.
Yeah. That's what happened.
Yeah. my mom, when my dad passed away, he had this huge NIV study Bible that was amazing. A Ryrie,
Bible.
Yeah,
that was.
You know, Leather Mountain, Jeter family, Larry Jeter family, you know, inscribed on it, and he had marked the tar out of it. And, she lost it at Hoffmantown when I was little. And, man, we would do the same thing. We would go every single Sunday to the Lost and Found, search and search and search. And it must have been a solid decade. They went through pastors, I'm telling you. And I remember one Sunday, it was her birthday, and so she asked me to go with her because I was in high school at that point and was like, kind of walked away, just kind of, you know what, it's my mom's birthday, I'm gonna go. But in typical high school not wanting to pay attention or care fashion, I was like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom, which was code for I'm gonna go find my girlfriend so that we can hang out in the hallway because I really don't want to be in service
kissing.
And so let's go find one of them rooms at Hoffmantown. There's 47,000 of them
greeting one another with a holy kiss.
Yes. And so we're being biblical, and I just remember
biblical.
This is seriously a decade later. And I walked out there, and I was waiting for her, and while I was waiting for her, I was just kind of fumbling around. There was nobody out at the area, so I went over to the Lost and Found and pulled open the drawer, and I'm looking, closed the drawer, and when I tried to close the drawer, it was kind of Stuck. And so then I got down underneath. I love that there was nobody around in Hoffmantown that I could do this. Got down underneath and got actually underneath the area by the by the welcome area.
Yes.
Got down underneath in the wood, and back behind underneath was my father's Bible.
Is that right?
Whoa!
Yeah. 10 years later. So when I got married, that was the present my mom gave to me for my wedding gift.
Oh, so you have that Bible now.
I have my father's.
That,
yeah.
That's a great.
Dude, it was awesome!
That's a great lost and found story.
So it was really, really cool. Yeah. You know, so it was rad how God, because man, then after that I was so excited that I completely forgot that I was waiting for my girlfriend and ran back into service.
Mom,
I found it! Oh, crap, now I'm stuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't.
Well, I guess I'm gonna sit in for this one.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom again.
I was totally I found it in the bathroom! Who knew?
Excitement! I forgot to pee.
Yeah,
that's what you should have said.
Or I'm so excited I got to pee again.
Yep.
Amazing. Lost and found stories. Waiting for the Jesus juke. Who was lost and then they were found by Jesus? I just stole it from you. You can't use that one now.
That's right.
Steam Austin Morning Party.
No. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Hey.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O, Mateo.
Yo.
Sam Suono.
Yes.
Sam Suono Neo.
You gotta come up with a better name than Sam Swan. Who gave you that name?
His parents.
Oh, crap!
The orphanage.
Sam Swan's a great name. It really does flow like a radio name.
You know,
name.
What's
Sam
funny,
Swan.
I think I told you guys this story off air, but when I was in college, there was a lady at the bank, which, now that I think about it, it was a little creepy, but whenever she'd see me, she'd go, Sam Swan. And I asked her, she goes, the first time she said something like that, she goes, I like your name. And I'm like, okay. And she goes, because it sounds like Sam Schwan, Private Eye. And I was like, okay, that's...
Oh, I thought you were doing an Asian...
No, it's like Sam Schwan, Private Eye.
No, we're going to get...
Careful, you're going to get emails.
Studio@mystaticradio.com.
Attention, Mateo.
Attention, yes.
Don't appreciate the racist on the show.
Idiot. I'm just kidding.
So, yeah, I mean, it's always flowed for me. I've never had any trouble saying it.
Sam Schwan. I like it.
Private Eye.
We can keep it that way.
It's like Darkwing Duck. Sam Swan.
Wow.
Samwing Swan.
Samwing.
Sam
I have several
Swan.
People who call me Sam Wise. Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
Sam Wise?
Yeah.
Why?
From the...
They obviously don't know you.
Hey!
Oh, yes!
That was for Brenda. There you go, Brenda.
There you go.
I just pointed as if she's outside our window.
Uh-huh. There you go, Brenda.
There you go, Brenda.
Outside.
Boom!
She is out there about 4 miles over there. But she's out there.
All right.
She's
if you're just there. Joining us... We're talking about these three roommates who found $41,000 in a couch they bought at Salvation Army. Dude, imagine counting that out.
Nope.
It's in 20s. You're counting it out just like, yes, yes.
That would be nuts.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm getting a RAV4. Is that they RAV4?
I'm getting a RAV4.
No, they'd want a Mini Cooper.
It was three girls.
That's
okay.
What they want.
Oh my gosh.
Three roommates.
Let's get a Mini.
Reese, Callie, and Laura. Now, plans to buy cars,
this
boats.
This is a TV show.
Quickly changed when they found one of the envelopes had the cash's owner.
Or a game show.
Named on the envelope.
Cash in the couch.
So the trio tracked the money's elderly owner down and returned the cash. And, of course, as you can imagine, the elderly woman was stoked.
And cried.
Her entire life savings was back. And so it was a happy ending for her.
Thank you, dearies.
We thought we would ask the question.
A cup of tea.
Have you ever lost anything of value that either years later you found or that you're still wondering, where is my freaking wedding ring, Sam Swan?
Yes.
Sam.
Somewhere in Carlsbad, there's somebody walking around with a very cheap wedding ring. Because I couldn't afford a lot when I was first married.
Yeah.
I mean, it was my first one, so...
Hey!
I don't know where I'm going with this. But
yeah, keep going, man.
So it's still sentimental.
Dig
so
your
from
grave.
Your, so from your first marriage?
Not and my only.
Yeah.
First and only. Just want to clarify.
It was my first wedding ring. I have several.
Yes.
I got rid of
I actually do. I have one more at home that
shut
in case
up.
I lose
Sam,
this one.
Shut
I have
up.
A backup
I am
now.
I'm trying to help you. I'm turning your mic off.
It's too late.
God!
You can't help me.
Sorry, Brenda.
My shovel is too big for you to help. You don't have a big enough one to help bury me, so.
Oh, man.
Sorry, hon. I'll bring you coffee later.
I'm changing the subject.
Please do.
Save him.
Bail me out.
Crystal on Facebook says she lost her engagement ring once. She had been shopping all day, so she had no choice but to retrace her steps as best as she could. After a long day of looking and not finding it, she plopped herself down on the rug on the floor. It was her mom's rug. She had died a few years before that. And there it was, tucked under the fringes.
Oh.
I didn't even remember there being there all day. Pretty crazy and awesome. Also, Crystal, when you say I didn't, it's D-I-D-N apostrophe T. Yes. It's not D-I-N-T, which is dent.
Stop it!
No, that's crazy. I didn't.
That's Twitter
speak.
The
guy from Mississippi is getting mad.
I know. I find that hilarious.
That's the sad thing. It's not hilarious. It's sad. It's like, I didn't. Now, here's something crazy, though. And this reminded me of a Waverly story. Sarah says she lost a $20,000 cashier's check that she found under the seat of her car the morning she needed it to close on her house.
Wow.
It was the worst week of her life. And that reminded me of one time when we played in Mississippi, Dent, and they paid us with a cashier's check. This was the event that made me go back into our rider and say, you can never pay us with a cashier's check, ever.
Right. Ever.
Because they paid us with a cashier's check.
Okay.
And somehow, they had us set up in an RV, like for our green room. Because this was an outdoor like festival thing. It was awesome. It was Halloween night. We had a lot of fun. And we were just chilling out in this RV. And they had given us the check. And we had set it on the table with a bunch of our like papers and contracts and all that blah, blah, blah. Well, then we were cleaning up after the show. And somehow it got swept into the trash. And then that trash bag got put in another trash bag that got put with all the other trash bags in this huge garbage like heap.
Yeah.
You know? So you had the dumpster full of trash, and then you had these other bags outside of the dumpster. We had to go through all of the trash because they can't, you know, cashier's check, like it's one and done.
Right.
And it's, if anybody finds that thing, they can cash it.
Right.
And it's over.
Right.
So we dug through the trash. It was already late, and we dug like an extra an hour and whatever. And finally found it.
Yeah! But you found it.
We did find
it.
But that was a pain.
Did it have coffee stains and stuff on it, or was it clean?
Yeah, it was not clean. It had been in the trash. It was gross.
Yeah. Gosh.
But we cashed that thing. We took that to the bank.
Hey, because it's one and done, bro.
One and done. Cashier's check. Saying. Don't
lost
give me one.
Lost and found treasures. We want to know your stories, or maybe just lost treasures.
Yeah.
Like my Han Solo action figure. Scott, I know my brother buried it in the dirt.
I know he did.
If you're listening in Carlsbad and you have a wedding band that's not yours, I want it back.
Or in Lubbock, Texas.
Yeah, Scott's sitting at home going,
I totally
buried
that. If you're living on Peoria... I can't remember the address. I feel like I should know. Do you remember the address where you grew up?
22.
I believe in you.
21 C Court O'Neill. O'Neill
C.
O'Neill Court, Rantoul, Illinois. That's the only
That's
one
Illinois.
I know.
See, I'm telling Texas.
I lived all over. It's hard for me to remember addresses because I wasn't at them for very long.
1824 Cones Toga. That's what I always said.
I think my mom. If my mom's listening, she would have to correct me. But I think our original address was Route 1, Box 440, Mobile, Mississippi 38857.
That's where you send money for Jimmy Swaggart. That is not your original. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, my husband and I did the full traditional set of rings over the years. I got a class ring, and then I got a promise ring, and then an engagement ring, and then a wedding band.
Okay. Wow.
And when we were engaged, I had my engagement ring on my left hand. I was still wearing my promise ring on my right hand. And it was in 2006 when we had that ridiculous snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was out scraping the car off, and my hands got so cold, my promise ring came off of my right hand. I searched everywhere. I could not find it. I was devastated. I was heartbroken. I searched for a couple days. I couldn't find it.
Wow.
It was almost a month later, after all the ice was gone and the snow was gone and everything, I walked out to get rid of the trash, and there it was, laying there in the parking lot at the apartment.
Wow.
In the apartment complex.
In an apartment complex.
That's
Nobody
awesome.
Picked it up.
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible. Nicely done.
Yeah.
I like that.
That story has a very happy ending.
I know.
It's neat how a lot of times people just find them randomly.
Right.
Yeah.
When nobody's looking, and it's like, here I am.
Yeah.
It's like, also like, frustrating.
And you think, well, if I would have looked here in the first place,
right,
it would have been there. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It is just before 8 o'clock. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, we got some Andrew Bell. We got a culture shock from Newfound Glory.
What?
We got Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
What?
We got tickets to give away for a concert tomorrow night in Santa Fe.
Yes.
We got books from National Geographic Kids.
If I
keep having to go up, it's just...
We got O2 Experience stuff to give away.
Your head's going to explode.
We got dogs in the other room. That's what I do.
There's a lot of dogs outside the studio right
now. So glad you did that,
not me. As high as I can go.
Speaking of concerts, tonight at Calvary Southwest, our boy Ray Montoya put on a free worship night with two or more. You can check out details at calvarysouthwest.org, I believe. It's going down this evening. Free night of worship.
Yeah, man.
Calvary Southwest. Our bros. Love Ray Montoya.
Bro,
pastor.
Love you like a bro and sis in Christ.
There you go. All right. Gosh. Right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo.
Static Radio.
Y'all know I ain't ready for traffic. So I just wanted to copy that again.
That's good.
Because I heard the commercial of that one. And I thought, oh, man. And then I yelled at Doug. Doug!
Yep.
I love you, idiot!
Recreation. If you have no idea what he's talking about, just listen throughout the day.
Listen throughout the day, because we have two more great shows after this. One's called Middays with Mitch, and one's called Afternoon with Celeste. And if you're missing them, then you're an idiot!
We make cameos. It's like in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. when you see like Nick Fury or somebody show up.
When I show up on Celeste's show, it's like if Captain America showed up on S.H.I.E.L.D.
I was going to say Maria Hill, but that's cool too.
Probably closer to Captain America, though, to most people. Maybe
Black Widow.
Maybe Captain. Maybe Spider-Man.
You sure it's not Kermit the Frog?
Wouldn't I be Captain America in this?
No, you'd be Tony Stark. You'd totally be Tony Stark.
I would be Tony Stark.
Oh, now it's okay to be Captain America.
We got construction I-25 in Paseo, and then down south, road construction, Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard, southeast south. But then, what's this? Accident reported, I-40 east at Rio Grande Boulevard, exit 157, and then way west, road construction reduced to two lanes, the roadway that is, I-40 west at Nolasco Road. This one always pops up later in the morning. It's never there earlier in the morning, then later it's like, oh yeah, there's construction out here. It's not stopping.
Right.
It's just, it's a phantom construction.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. If you're just joining us, found a story of three roommates in New York. Bought a couch from Salvation Army, got home. It was a little lumpy.
Lumpy.
Started going through the cushions. Found over 41,000 in cash.
Lumpy spice press house.
And they're like,
oh my gosh, how is this even in there? I didn't get a photo.
They found the original owner, returned it. It was an elderly woman. She had been shoving her life savings in a couch. Note to self, don't shove your life savings in a couch.
Or do. It'll get returned to you.
Or if you do, don't give the couch away.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't forget about it.
I just feel like...
Always go through your stuff before you give it to Goodwill.
You're burying your talent in the sand. At least get a nice money market account where you get some compound interest going at some point. You know what I'm saying? You start like making money on your own money without doing anything.
I feel like it's not you talking right now.
Dave
That's
Ramsey.
Smart.
Were you channeling Dave Ramsey?
You put $41,000 in a couch in 97. $41,000 does not mean the same as $41,000 today, and yet you still just have $41,000.
Right.
I'm just saying.
No, I hear you.
I'm telling you guys.
More information,
be smart about your money.
Paul says you're walking down a sidewalk and you see a quarter.
Okay.
What do you do? Pick it up.
Yeah.
Same sidewalk, same quarter.
Okay.
Now it's a pile of runny dog poop. What do you do?
Leave it there.
Leave it there.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Same sidewalk, same pile of runny dog poop. Now it's the Hope Diamond.
Inside of the poop?
I don't know. What do you do? Pick it up. Clean it off. Redeem it for what it's worth. Too many people go through life thinking they are quarters and not diamonds. Too many people fail to recognize the lost value of the person standing right in front of them. Press on. You are God's most prized possession. Yeah!
That was a solid Jesus juke.
That was a story.
That was.
I was enthralled. Yeah. I was motivated to finish.
He lost me at the Hope Diamond because I immediately thought of Superman when Christopher Reeve gets that piece of coal and squeezes it and it becomes a diamond. Remember?
Yeah, I thought of the Great Muppet Caper.
Am I the only one that thought about Titanic?
They go for the baseball diamond.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Because you're the only one that thinks you're the king of the world.
I thought of freaking Superman.
I'm the king of the world, Sam!
I thought of the Muppets.
I love it.
No, I thought of that little old lady.
Maybe was like the perfect analogy of who we are.
Maybe we could just jump halfway.
Gosh, we did it. Yeah, I thought of that little old lady
perfect.
Walking
what
up to the side of the boat, and she goes, like she kind of drops it.
Oh, man. We're a team, but I will say, Christopher Reeve, Superman, come on. Yeah. Top that with the Muppets or Titanic.
Yeah,
come
I know.
On.
Well,
we
are
a team.
For comedic value.
For comedic value, mine was the best. We are a team, but I will say, I am the funniest one.
Oh, man. No, did you ever lose something of value and years later maybe find it or you're still searching for it? We're looking for those great stories. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Static!
Yo, good morning.
Morning! Up?
Yeah, I was captivated by Mateo's story there.
Thanks.
Yeah, it was good.
That was good.
Captivate
you. Yeah. Yeah, so I got a little lost and found story.
Yeah.
Cruising this little $300 red Honda. Some people out there may know me, and they get angry at me whenever they come up on me on I-25. Mm. And, you know, the car could possibly do 70, but I prefer not to.
Right.
Not take the risk. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're being a good steward of the crappy car you have. I mean, come on. I got you.
Yeah.
I drive a 99 Subaru. I feel you.
No, I got a 2016
Stop it.
Peripheral. It hasn't come out.
Nice. It's so hybrid, it hasn't even been built yet.
You can't even see it unless you look at it from the side.
Gosh.
It's pretty awesome. It's a phantom vehicle.
Let him tell a story. Cool. You guys.
You go $300
tell
Honda.
Tell a story, I'll sing a song. Go.
Yeah. All right, so I'm cruising down I-25, and I make a lot of people angry behind me. They want me to move over, but where do you want me to go? In the fast lane? It's not going to happen.
Right.
So everybody's in a hurry to get to Sayo on I-25 and come to a dead stop.
Right.
Well, I'll get off at a couple of an exit before, scoot over onto Jefferson, and jump on Paseo and continue on my merry way. Well, these happy people come to find me again on Paseo and get stuck behind me again. So they think they lose me, and then bam, on Paseo they find me.
Boom! Best lost and found.
I was gonna
story
say you
morning
win, bro. That is a
that
great lost and found
I'm like,
story.
Where is he going with this?
I started when he said. When he said, and then they bump into me again, I was like, he's the one that's lost and found.
He's the one that's lost and found.
Great story.
I was waiting for the muffler to fly off or something.
Yeah. And then I lost my door at Jefferson, and then I found it at Paseo. It was awesome.
Incredible. Thanks for the call, man.
Right on. Have a good one, guys.
You too. That was good.
We got an email story.
All right.
November 2013. This is from Amanda. She said, attention, Mateo, so I feel like I have to read it.
Well, you got to.
November 2013, they had a house fire. Bummer.
Mm.
It was a total loss. More bummer. Hashtag bummer. All I wanted to find was my wedding rings. A group of friends from church dug through the ash, rubble, and soot in freezing rain and declared in Jesus' name that my rings would be found. Not only did we find my rings, but also my husband's. Boom.
Man, there's got to be a better way of checking to see if your ring
we'll never know
has like inscription
think, like,
in it. Like you don't have to burn the
if
whole
you
house down.
A light on it. It
look,
would
just take the Gandalf method. You put it in the fireplace and it'll shine through just fine.
You need to make the rings in a volcano.
Gosh, burning a house down just to see if it had elvish inscription on it.
I feel
just
like
doesn't
that's
seem
not
like
what happened.
Amanda, you could have done a much better job.
She's probably upset.
Thebe 2013,
says,
it's been like a year, right?
Yeah,
too soon? Too soon?
Okay. Thebe says, bought a running 1969 Chrysler 300 convertible while he was still living with his parents.
Okay.
He sat in their backyard, or it sat in the backyard, while he saved up money to restore it. Lost the paperwork on it, and Dad threatened to tow it if he didn't get it on the road. A month after he conceded and let it be towed, he found the title and bill of sale. And now I just threw up again. I don't hate you for bringing this up, but it's close. Thank you, Thebes, for your story.
Oh!
Pretty good.
That's pretty sad. 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. We want to hear your stories. The lost and found stories.
Yes.
Got some good ones.
Michael Harvey says he lost his mind and still hasn't found it yet.
Okay.
Not sure it's worth much, and I think there was an emoticon there, but I can't see it on this thing. Stephanie says, my little sister lost a promise ring I gave her for her 16th birthday when she was Christmas caroling. Mm. First mistake, Christmas caroling.
Wait, yeah. He gave it to her when they were Christmas caroling, or she lost it when...
She gave it to her sister.
Well, I mean, she did, and then, but
it was
the
lost.
Way that sentence...
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Her sister lost a promise ring she gave her for her 16th birthday while she was Christmas caroling.
Okay.
So she gave it to her for her 16th birthday and while they were Christmas caroling.
Wait. Oh, okay.
She turned 16
okay.
to the tune of a carol.
And then she gave her the ring.
And on the reprise, she gave her the ring.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, now I can follow the story.
And then they had a key change, and she lost it.
Oh,
a lot of people get lost on the key change.
Yeah. That's what happens.
They went to a minor.
Well done, Sam.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Ba-doom. Baptist. Years later, turns out the family had started to attend our church. It was a complete accident that we were even talking about the situation, and the mom said that she had found a ring in the yard 1 year later. Mm-hmm. Turns out it was her sister's ring, and she got it back.
Amazing!
Did she make her come and Christmas carol before she gave it back to her?
Probably.
It was you like, have to sing this song, honey. Let's try that key change one more time.
Here's the thing about promise rings that nobody really realizes. That ring isn't just your promise. That ring makes a promise to you. Mm. And if you lose that promise ring, it's going to find its way back to you because it takes on a life of its own. It has a thinking mind, it is sentient, and it will find you.
Yeah,
don't wrong
sure
your promise ring. Your promise ring will track you down, and if you've broken your promise, it'll kill you.
Wow.
That's what I was told.
Well, that's, I am so glad I never got a promise ring.
That's why I got another one. When I lost my promise ring thing, True Love Waits ring, I had to get another one because I was like, that ring's gonna find me, and if I don't have a ring to battle it for my soul, then I'm gonna die and burn in hell forever.
But thankfully, you did get a defender ring, so
I did.
It was to your
there you go, okay.
Defender ring from my king's kaleidoscope.
Song's called Defender. Gosh, happy Friday, everyone. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Traffic time. This is the new bumper. Boop, boop, traffic.
No.
Come on.
Unacceptable.
I hit the wrong button.
I know.
All right, fine. I mean, I hit the wrong button. It's Michael Jackson.
Traffic
I'm drawn
time.
To him.
This is the new bumper. Hey,
traffic.
It works.
Now, if you want to set that to a different song,
man.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
We got construction I-25 in Paseo.
Okay.
It's the worst. Second worst. Road construction roadway reduced to one lane. Highway 47 Broadway Boulevard Southeast South at Rio Bravo. Also. Road construction, roadway reduced to two lanes, I-40 West at Nolasco Road, 98th Street, exit 153. There aren't any accidents to report on this map, but that doesn't mean that any haven't happened.
All right.
You know, so if you see something and we don't talk about it, feel free to give us a call. For instance, I just reloaded it, and traffic lights are flashing red at Eubank and Lomas.
Mm.
Ooh, that's
there
a bad
you go.
Place.
So give us a call, let us know what you see. Hey, you're our eyes and our ears, man.
I got
Spider-Man
you.
2.
I got you.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. Hey, we've been talking about lost and found stories, things you've lost that years later you found. You can get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. I have lost something. I don't know if I'm going to retrieve it. I have lost hope in humanity. It's finally happened. I don't think I can regain it.
What is it?
I need to talk to China.
Yeah?
China?
The wrestler?
No.
Okay.
Not the wrestler.
Because Doug could probably put you in touch.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk to her.
Okay.
Okay? Degeneration X. Okay. I want to talk to China, specifically a Chinese farmer. He's forcing fruit into molds. You know how when you're growing fruit, you can kind of force it and it grows into different shapes, different things?
Love it.
Well, he is forcing fruit into molds that causes it to grow into the shapes of infants.
Creepy.
Infants?
Well, it's because of the population control in China.
There's actually an old Chinese fairy tale about a magic fruit that's shaped like an infant, so he's growing them in the shape of babies.
I like it. Is that like a baby carrot?
It's like a...
You're welcome. You're welcome, America.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, if you had said baby corn, maybe, because, you know, when I think Chinese food, that's actually, like, the first thing I think of, baby carrots.
I think that's my favorite.
I love baby carrots.
Baby carrots are great.
I still wonder why they're not grown up to, like, normal-sized carrots. I mean, corn, but, like,
baby, population control.
Baby corn, man.
Baby corn.
Yeah.
Maybe there could be some baby corns.
There's an old Chinese fairy tale that says whoever eats a magic fruit attains immortality.
Ooh.
So this farmer is actually cashing in with immorality.
Good.
Yeah. Like that?
That's how I cash in.
Fruit's been getting a lot of attention in shops. They're $5 each. It's 10 times the price.
Oh, a piece of fruit?
Cashing in with immorality!
10 times the price of a normal shaped fruit. Would you eat an apricot if it was shaped like a baby?
Nope.
That would be just slightly more than a little bit creepy.
When kids are born, people call them the apple of their eye. Oh.
You see, I knew you were in the Illuminati.
Oh my gosh.
It's happening.
Listen, everyone. Steve-O's in the Illuminati. Second, no, I would not eat a baby-shaped vegetable.
I don't know. No.
Because if I did, I know I would be the guy that the legend came true. And that vegetable, as soon as I was about to eat, it would go, "Don't eat me, Mom!" And I'd be like, "Somebody watching Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? Oh, it's this vegetable. It's turned into a baby, and it's talking to me." Mm-mm. And then it would look up at me, and it would say, "I am Groot." And I would be like, "Yeah! What?" Guardians of the Galaxy.
Does that mean you could just start growing baby-eats? Baby-eats.
Baby.
What else do we got? What else do we got?
Bananas.
Zucchini highs.
Wait. Pobatos?
Okay.
Is that wrong? Pobatos?
To babies.
Oh, gosh. Baby-toes? We need to come up with names.
Baby-toes.
It's happening.
Okay.
The rest of our day is just totally squashed.
Steve-O, listen.
Squashed.
We've got to give away some stuff.
We really do. We got to sign this up in the prize closet. What are we giving away?
We have two tickets to a show that's happening tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
So I
want to
give those away right now.
We got a show in Santa Fe tomorrow night, and by we, I mean our friends in Santa Fe have a show. Manana. I'm trying to find it. Please, where is it? Right here. Okay.
No one knows.
Yeah, tomorrow night, Lamp Mode recording artists, S.O., God Servant, Shy Lin, J-Sun. It's happening Saturday, May 17th. That's tomorrow night in Santa Fe.
Santa Fe.
Details on the show, lampmode.com. But we have tickets to give away to that. So what should we do? Hip-hop battles?
Well,
should we do,
earlier today, I said a number of the day. Did I?
I don't know.
I don't think I did. No, I did not.
I
didn't, Sam. Quit accusing me.
Okay. I take it all back. You
so,
should have.
Here's the thing, though. If you call in right now, I'm going to give you a number of the day, and you're going to guess what it is. I'm going to give you a clue because this is super obscure.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. That's 505-338-370-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-
Steve-O can't make no jokes. I can't speak English and Sam Swan.
Dang it. Smokes?
Smokes.
Oh, no.
He's a Baptist, though.
Yeah.
He's a Baptist.
Croaks.
Croak. No.
Jokes.
He's died. Well,
tokes?
I already said jokes. No, he definitely doesn't. Tokes.
Cokes. He drinks Cokes.
Spokes. On a wheel.
Uh-huh.
That's too much for the melody.
Yeah.
We need to go back. We're going back to the drawing board.
Okay. All right.
Back
okay.
to formula.
Okay. Back to formula.
He pokes.
He
fun.
Pokes fun at, on Facebook.
Yes. At the Methodist. Crazy Baptist.
I've never poked
You're going to start a war, bro. You're going
to
start a war.
Static!
Hey, calling for some tickets?
Yes. You live in Santa Fe?
No, in Albuquerque, but I listen to Charlene and them.
Yes, dude. Sweet. So you're a fan of Lambo.
You want to
you
win.
You understand this. You want this.
Oh, yeah.
This is important to you.
Okay.
Make it easy.
Here it is. I'm going to make it super easy for you because I want you to win.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
First off, who is this?
This is Andrew.
Andrew.
Thanks for calling.
Yes.
The number is 200,000, but here's the thing.
So obscure.
It's very obscure.
Okay.
Gonna give him like three guesses?
And I'm gonna say, oh crap.
If we can guess
200,000, uh-huh. It has to do with hiking trails.
Ooh, you got me there.
No, think about it.
Hiking trails. There's 200,000 hiking trails.
I'm sure there's a lot more than that.
Right.
But it has to do.
The number of people who hike every day.
No.
Every week.
No.
Come on, Andrew. We believe in you.
Come on, man.
Let's see. 237,000.
You switched
gave you the number.
Number.
Yeah.
The number is 200,000.
It's like Jeopardy.
Okay.
You got to give us the question.
Okay.
Yeah.
What
It has to do with hiking trails, nothing to do with people.
Okay.
You're really trying to give this away.
We got national parks.
No. Guess again.
No.
Is somebody else calling?
No.
Listen, buddy, you got to get this right.
We're pulling for you, Andrew. Let's go, man.
Okay, check it out.
He's sending the answer with his
number of pairs of sneakers bought every day for hiking.
No. These are covered as a blanket. What is going on with you, Andrew? What are you doing? Are you taking a car apart?
The phone lines are jammed. We got to move.
I'm on my work van right now. I got any cooling.
All right, you got one more guess. 200,000, and it has to do with hiking trails.
Yes, it's a blanket.
Andrew, I'm about to hang up on you, man.
We got to hit another caller.
Yeah, we're going to go.
Keep trying. All right. Static.
Hey, it's Patty Dickinson.
Hey, Patty.
Hey, Patty.
Could you be down to go to a show tomorrow in Santa Fe?
No, but I'll try to win them for the last guy.
There you go.
Is it 200,000 people attacked by animals on a hiking trail a year?
No.
Oh, that's a good one.
Fantastically morbid guess, but yeah, no, that's not.
Great. Which is why I don't hike.
Lends to my fear of mountain lions.
It has nothing to do with people.
That had to do with mountain lions and bears, though.
Or animals.
Okay, fine.
Thank you, Patty.
Thanks, Patty.
You're welcome.
All right. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Up for grabs, a pair of tickets to see S.O., God's Servant, Shy Lin, and Jason tomorrow night in Santa Fe.
Oh.
Static.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. How you doing?
Not bad. So, has anybody got the answer?
No. Would you be down to go to a hip-hop show manana in Santa Fe?
Sure. I'll give it a shot.
Okay. Here we go.
So, I would say miles. Trail miles.
200,000 distance and miles covered by America's hiking trails? Is that your guess?
Yeah.
Well, my friend, you're right.
No?
Yeah!
You got it.
Yeah. Yes.
Congratulations.
Who's this?
Sweet. What's your name?
My name is Alan.
Alan, hang on the line for us, man. Oh, yeah, that was so simple.
It was pretty obscure.
That's all there is, 200,000 miles?
That was compelling radio.
200,000 miles covered by hiking trails. That's a lot of miles, Sam. What do you mean that's all there is?
Oh.
200,000 miles?
Sam!
Sam Swan, our
60
time with
miles
you.
Is an hour.
Our time with you is coming to a close.
It is.
We got Aaron from Legacy coming in the 9 o'clock hour to talk about all the crazy things going on this summer.
Awesome.
Over on the West Side. But
yeah, cool.
Any parting words?
It's been awesome. Parting words. It has been a great day of radio today.
It has. Had some fun.
I say farewell. I bid you farewell. I will see you next Friday. Farewell and adieu. That's like redundant.
Farewell
right?
That's like saying
bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for letting me hang out with you guys. It has been awesome.
Sam.
Like always. Yeah,
like
appreciate
always.
It.
There you go.
Appreciate it.
Team right. Awesome Sam Swan song.
Swan song.
That's your swan song.
There you go.
That's terrible. Those are his final words. The swan song.
That would be like my last time on the radio.
No pressure, but every week you have to come up with a swan song.
A swan song,
yep.
Okay.
Your final minute, and we just let you rant on whatever you want.
For a minute?
Yeah, it's like the ending
of my gosh.
Of
are
that,
we sure we want to do this?
I don't know if you want to give me
like
a whole
30
minute.
Seconds, yeah. And it's like 30 Steve-o. Seconds, go.
You give a Baptist a minute, and they'll take it to an hour.
All right, you've got it.
We'll turn
next
it
Friday,
into all right.
The swan song.
Next
we want
to
hear it. I'm
okay.
Gonna produce an intro and everything.
I got it. Oh my gosh!
It's happening.
I gotta think of something.
It's happening. It's happening. Don't screw this up for us.
All right.
Don't
okay. Well, it. If I do, it won't be the last.
Baptist. The Baptist name
time
is on the
first
line.
Time. Okay.
So,
Baptist
all right.
name is on the
Baptist
line.
Name.
It's
go.
Always on the line, baby.
The integrity of the convention
the
is on the line.
Hey, the integrity of the convention went way down when they hired me. So
I don't know about that.
Gosh, quick
I think
break.
The opposite.
Coming back, we got some Johnny Cash. We got the Strokes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hey.
Good music coming up, as well as Aaron from Legacy on the way. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
And here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yeah.
Steve-O, Mateo, and stepping up to the microphone.
Special guest.
Aaron from Legacy Church. What up?
What's up? What's up, guys? How you doing?
That was like Public Enemy.
That was pretty good. I felt really cool, you know? I felt cool when you said that.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Public Enemy number one.
Aaron, let me ask you this first.
Yeah.
Am I cool?
You are cool.
Thanks,
bro.
Buddy.
If anyone okay. tells you different, you're lying.
My he walked in the door, and it was like, we yeah. just got cooler.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Dang it. I
should have
dressed
cool.
up.
We're hip.
I just dressed to the threes today. I didn't go
all the way to the nines.
Yeah, just the threes. Threes. Maybe
feel,
two and a half.
Know,
well,
feel,
we're going to see
I feel
Godzilla.
Kind of cool too, as well.
Oh,
with the,
okay.
With the Jackson going on.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
you know,
man,
you know. So
that's you.
Welcome into the show. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning.
Man, glad to be here, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
All at home.
You guys have about 147,000 things going on this summer at Legacy
for real?
Church. And so it's like,
happened?
Dude, we got to get
oh,
you in here
man.
Because you are like blowing up the West Side with
oh,
events
man.
And cool things happening over there.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that, man, because
yeah.
that is a ginormous ministry over there. Your youth right now, how many kids you guys got pumping in week in,
wow.
week out?
You know what? We reach, I would say, gosh, about 600, 700 students.
That's
a
week. Cool. Yeah.
Just loving on students. Allowing them to know their identity and allow them to know, hey, you know what? It's cool to serve Jesus in
yeah.
today's society. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Because that's something that's not really,
yeah.
you know, pushed,
yeah.
you know, so much. It's like, oh, you know, I just.
Especially
I
on that side Jesus. Of town, let's be honest.
Yeah, oh,
you know?
Oh, there's no doubt.
My wife grew up in that area. Her parents still live down there, you know,
yeah.
like Sage. My grandmother, my aunt, they live down off of Sage. And,
wow.
You know, so like.
Yeah.
I know that area very well, and
yeah.
and what is important is identity down there, and it's usually found in a car, a girl,
yeah.
Your gang.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt.
So
no doubt.
It's
so,
cool.
So yeah, so that's what we're doing, and you know, so this summer, we've got a, like you said, just a whole bunch of events.
Yeah,
starting with next week, Wednesday, we got this guy named Ike. Ike Ubazanike.
I'm so glad you're saying all the information.
Wow.
You were talking to me on the phone about it, and I was like, man, I really hope
no.
he's going to say this
yeah.
dude's name.
You should have just walked in and trapped us. You should have walked in and handed us pieces of paper. Hey, you guys ready? Go.
That. Yeah.
Special
just
guest,
read that.
Ike Ubazanike.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would have been like, nope, no.
Yeah,
he's
no,
from Utah. Right. I'm just kidding. Obviously
but
not.
Great guy. I don't know if you guys ever heard of a ministry called The Basement.
I have not.
Back in Alabama.
Wait, yes.
Did you hear
that? Is it affiliated with The Ramp or something like that?
It might have been.
Or The First Floor?
No.
Usually
okay.
they're affiliated with The House.
Two things.
Or The Cave. Or
yeah.
Did they bring bands in or something like that? I remember something about The Basement. I don't
they
know
used
if
to
we
bring
ever.
Some artists.
Okay,
in.
I don't know if Waverly ever played there, but I.
Okay.
So it was in Alabama, so
it
we
was,
would hear
yeah.
about these things.
It
yeah.
was. And so anyway, he the lead guy over there was Matt Pitt.
Yes.
The youth evangelist.
I know who you're talking about.
And Ike was actually just the creative spearhead.
Okay.
He did a lot of things as far as drama and, you know, sermon content. But incredible dude.
Yeah.
Actually, if you look at, you know, the graphic that we made for the night, he kind of looks like a GNC advertisement.
Okay.
His muscles
yeah.
are popping out.
He's got
everywhere.
Muscles on muscles.
Ears are yeah. like even on steroids. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Okay.
So,
is he going to rip Bible or rip not Bibles? He will not rip Bibles. Is he going to rip phone books in half for
he
Jesus?
He may do a John power Jacobs Power Jesus! Team type
Help
of
him!
Presentation.
Help him!
He's got to rip it.
Yes,
I
way.
I keep saying the Bible. Nobody
yes,
read
way.
Bibles. Nobody ever read Bibles.
We had John Jacobs.
John Jacobs, oh, those guys. Actually, did they come here recently?
I think so. Power team. Like,
I'm talking
power
back
teams.
In Mississippi. Everybody's okay, like, yeah. Dang, dude.
John Jacob.
That guy.
Smith.
And then he hit that cement and was like, Lord. Yeah.
I'm listening to that guy because he can run through walls.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ike is, he's incredible and loves Jesus. And so we're bringing him out. Right. And they led... You know, an event of just 8,000 young people
Gosh.
At one point, just coming and you know the stats are crazy as
yeah,
far
yeah.
as high school going to college.
Yeah,
not
how
a
many
lot
people,
of people
actually hang out with Jesus
yeah.
after that? Right.
Oh yeah. And so we're going to bring them out 6:30. We're going to have some pre-service stuff. Just
yeah.
hanging out, have a DJ going, and we're going to just have fun. Really, it's going to be a party.
Yeah.
And really just you know allow kids. To you know, really know. Hey, you know what? Jesus is real.
Yeah.
You know, and we need you know everyone to get this type of message of you know hope
and
of
passion.
Love and passion.
Passion
yeah.
behind it.
Yeah. And so we actually have two campuses. We have our Eastside campus, which is called Anthem, with those students. And along with, we split our middle school and high school and college ministry.
Yeah, yeah.
Middle school is now called the Switch. And our college and high school students at the Central Campus,
okay,
they are called Unashamed Ministry.
All right.
And so we're having three ministries come
all
together.
All collide.
All collide.
Thus united.
Thus united.
That's the cool thing, though, is now, you know, a lot of ages are welcome. You know, it's
oh,
not
yeah.
just an event for high school students or for mid-high or just college students. Y'all are
yeah.
bringing it together with
oh,
this
yeah.
huge event.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And even if, you know... young adults
yeah.
wanted to come in,
yeah.
young married people. Even, you know, my grandmother probably would be welcome there.
Yes.
probably.
Probably. Probably welcome there.
You
She'd
need
be
to
like,
make it to
what
where she's...
is this noise?
Yeah.
Bring back I'll
man.
Fly away.
You need to make it
man.
To where she is definitely welcome.
Definitely
so,
welcome
yeah.
doing
yeah.
the stanky leg, something like that. Stanky leg.
They're welcome. They just might not stick around.
Wow.
So
the stanky leg.
Oh, man. So this is kind of jump start to... you know, just a lot of things going on this summer.
Y'all are bringing out an NFL star. Well, I mean, his name became synonymous with the gridiron, with tough.
Yes.
With, like, hashtag real man. Dude plays for the Arizona Cardinals, lost a finger.
Wow, Ray Finkel.
During a game.
Straight up. Straight out of Ace Ventura.
Finkel and Einhorn.
Finkel is Einhorn.
Finkel is Einhorn!
How did you guys get him?
Yeah.
I thought he was a fictional
so,
character.
Rashad Johnson,
wow.
right?
Rashad Johnson.
Rashad
wow.
Johnson plays for the Arizona Cardinals,
nice.
Lost his finger during a game.
That's
and
nuts.
Dude was like, well, it's football, let's keep playing.
Yeah, oh well, just put a little Band-Aid.
Yeah. Then you watch
over.
Soccer and somebody like fake trips somebody else and then they're down for 6 minutes. Ah! My ankle! I broke it!
How do
exactly.
you move?
Oh,
this
man.
Guy's like, I lost my finger. Does anybody see my finger? All right, wait, we're going down. All right.
Oh.
2nd and 10. We got this.
Hey, if you find it, just throw it over
yeah.
here.
Throw
we
it,
gotta go.
Throw
he
it over
will
here.
Be here this summer. And that was,
he will.
Man, we started talking about it. I was like, dude, I want to
yes.
meet that guy.
Yes, and I'll give more details
Solid
about
believer,
it. But yeah, he
so,
will. Yeah,
yeah,
he will be here. And right before that, our youth band, Rent City.
Yeah.
They'll just be, and I just... got, you know, some musical knowledge yesterday
yeah.
On the difference of an EP and a full album, I
oh,
guess,
okay.
extended play.
All right.
versus long play, which right. makes a lot of sense, right?
right, right.
Yeah.
Extended versus long.
Extended means
help.
Short.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know how that works. But anyway, they're releasing that June 23rd.
Which is cool.
And, oh, man. And I just think it's just incredible for bands just to just creatively... you know, worship God,
yeah,
and express their love for God, and
yeah.
And so, obviously, House of Heroes,
yeah, man,
yay,
yeah. Anytime you get cool artists who are doing things for the Lord,
and
just rocking
man.
It, yeah.
the uncool guys that get to play with them,
stop,
wow.
it.
Which would be me,
yay,
yay, life goal,
you're
achieved.
Cool too.
I did
so,
it.
So, oh, where man. Can people go to find more information about the events going on?
More information. They could go to legacychurchnm.com.
Okay.
That'll redirect them to lcgen.com,
okay,
and they could just go. Also, the Switch ABQ Instagram.
Yeah.
Of course, it's huge. Unashamed ABQ. To get more information about the event.
Yeah.
We will, you know, be sending out pictures and, you know, flyers, different things going on. We may have some surprises there at service.
Okay.
But it's just going to be a big party. We want to invite everyone out. If they have a youth group, you know, stay plugged in there. But if they don't have anything going on Wednesday night, hey, you know what? Come party with us.
And I like that you guys are doing big events where it's like, hey, city, hey, churches, let's unite. Let's come together. This is one big event. No, we don't want to take your students.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just all have fun. Let's have a party. Let's be the body of Christ together. And then equip you to go back
and go out.
Go back out. Yeah.
There's no doubt. That's what it's all about.
So important, man. So the camaraderie and just being able to kick it and fellowship under the umbrella of Jesus Christ is super important.
Man.
Love the summer. Love what you guys doing this summer, so excited about that.
Can't stay in the huddle, man. We got to go out and lose our fingers like Rashad.
Yes!
Gosh, dude, that's a good... That makes me want to go out there and do this.
Yes. I just as long
Take
as,
my
I
finger!
I can't lose a finger, though, because I got my kids' names in my
hands. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I would be lost.
Yes.
I got 10 fingers. So, I got 9 to lose.
Amazing. Aaron from Legacy. More information, we're posting it at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. A few different events going on this summer. We didn't even cover all of them, but you're going to come back.
I will come back. I'll come back, hang out.
Please do.
And Pastor Stevie, I will be here as well.
He's busy out rocking it and enjoying life in L.A. I'm
suffering.
Like, come on, man. Suffering for the kingdom.
Let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
Is old Kevin Banks still following you guys around?
Kevin Banks is, yes. As a matter of fact.
It's got to be such a burden.
We pray for you guys every day. You know, just keep us in your prayers every single day. We'll probably get the crown of long suffering.
I just feel like that's happening, man.
So, Kevin's a great guy, and he'll be with us for the next two events that we're doing. And so,
for those who don't know, Kevin Banks, good friend of the ministry,
King of Albuquerque,
fronts this incredible
running
nonprofit.
For mayor.
I know, right? Dream big, and he is so connected with this community in Albuquerque, doing so much.
Oh man,
for the next generation, just trying to reach those. Yeah. For Jesus, so good people, man.
Yeah. Awesome. Always family, guys.
There you go. Mm. All right. Check it out. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Coming up, we got a culture shock from Bastille. We got some Atomic Tom on the way. And again, Legacy, get there. Check out all the details for a few different events coming up this summer, which are going to be amazing. And as always, nice hanging with you, Aaron.
Thanks for having me, guys.
I like that shirt.
Awesome. Thanks, oh, man. Yeah. Oklahoma City.
Thunder
hey,
up. Thunder.
You know what? Hey. We got a buddy that's part of the drum line out
there.
Oh,
no way. Yes. Oh, yeah. Way. So wow.
He's
I went
cool
to college
dude.
Out there.
Oh, really?
And this is whenever they were coming up.
Yeah.
Not really, you know, really well known. They kind of had a little bond there. And then, of course, now.
Now it's just crazy.
the wagon's starting to get.
Yeah, right. Gosh.
Circle the wagon.
I am not on that wagon, but I do respect them.
Respect the
Respect them.
Wow.
Not a fan. Well, I mean, you know, I wouldn't
guys,
sport that t-shirt.
Quit arguing.
It's a good t-shirt. It's a good t-shirt. At least your team made the playoffs. I know. There you go. Details, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Culture Shock on the way, as I mentioned. Some Colony House. Good music.
Good music.
More from Team Awesome. Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Yep,
now we're alone.
It is Steve O'Mateo.
We've had guests all morning and now we're alone.
I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around.
Well, Doug's right there.
Oh, okay.
But Doug, between us and Doug is a great chasm, a sea, if you will. And he looks up and he says, I thirst. And then we say, Doug, between us, a great chasm has been affixed and we cannot cross it. Unless
has been affixed.
Yeah. Well, we could go out. I think I have the wrong idea of what's going on. Sorry, Doug. My bad.
Yes.
I was confused. Hey, real quick, I want to read this email we got.
Yeah.
It's from our boy Michael. Says he met us a few weeks ago when he came in with his nephews, his sister, and her husband. He's in Chiang Mai, Thailand.
Wow.
Right now. It's 10 p.m. And we were about to kick off our 9 a.m. hour of Team Awesome Morning Party, so that was about 30 minutes ago.
Okay.
Wanted to say thank you for your ministry. Thanks to Steve-O for giving his nephews some comic books when they came in. Judah loved them.
Yes.
And he's going to keep on listening on the other side of the world.
That is amazing.
Lord bless you now, Michael, over there in that Thailand. Lord bless you.
Man, he was in like Denver or something, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And now he's like, hey,
yeah.
Thailand. Thai food's better there. So,
Thai food's better here.
Just really
There's
wanted
no
some Tom
Kagai
and, you know, thinking yeah. I could either go to Jasmine or I'll just go to Thailand.
I'll just go there.
So
because
that works
I'm
out
super
too.
Rich and yeah. why not? No, we don't know. We don't know his financial situation.
Good news, Foo Fighters fans.
Oh.
Frontman Dave Grohl announced some things. A new Foo Fighters album due out this fall, and with it, HBO is actually going to create a new series chronicling the 8-city odyssey during which the record was created. So this is crazy. You were telling me about this. They visited 8 studios.
Woo!
Chicago, Austin, Nashville, LA, Seattle, New Orleans, Washington, D.C., and New York. Gosh.
Yeah, and the cool thing is they recorded a song in each of the studios. They had a special guest musician that was kind of like born and bred or whatever,
yeah.
like made their rise up in that certain city. And they're going to guest on that. And Dave Grohl waited to write the lyrics to all of the songs,
yeah.
like the final form of the lyrics anyway, until the day that they recorded the songs and he recorded lyrics because he wanted to be inspired by that city, by that guest artist, and by that process of that certain song.
That's crazy.
So
dude.
That either means it's going to be incredibly inspired or it's going to be really crappy lyrically because he waited till the last minute. Either way.
Oh, man. Either way. We'll definitely be talking more
either
about
way, it's
it.
Foo Fighters, so I'm down.
There you go. All right. Man, it has been a great Friday.
Friday.
Hope yours is going well. We were excited. There's a free show tomorrow night in Santa Fe.
There is. We gave away some tickets.
Gave away. Yeah.
Also coming up, the O2 Experience. We've got a little spot running for that. So keep listening to the station all day and you'll hear all the info you need.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to tell you right now because I want you to listen to the station all day.
We really do!
Challenge.
We have to get out of here. We're going to go prepare for our review. You know, our job's so hard.
We have a tough job.
We got to go see Godzilla.
We're going to go see Godzilla today. We'll have a review. Also, Doug gave us a sheet that said the Army says that they could actually handle Godzilla.
Really?
Yeah. The military would be successful,
okay.
quoted Sergeant Major James Dever.
That makes me feel better about our state in America right now.
Yeah, he says with the manpower and the equipment we have, we'd definitely be successful in taking down Godzilla.
Cool.
The armed forces would use all of their means. The Air Force would use their F-15s and F-16s, Marine Corps with their F-18s and Harrier jets, the United States Navy with their F-18s and aircraft carriers. If that didn't work, the ground troops would be moved in using the M1 Abrams tanks. Wow.
The Army's just so busy, guys. Military's so busy. They don't have time to come up with... Yes, they do. They got plans for
there
how to beat
Godzilla. There are plans on plans.
On plans.
It's
amazing.
Crazy. We have satellites up in the air that can shoot lasers at whatever.
You know,
we just don't talk about them.
No bigs.
We have rockets underneath the Sandia Mountains that could launch at any given time.
I feel like now this makes it better for my children because they really have been bugging me because I keep seeing the commercials on TV for Godzilla and I keep saying, nah, not sure. But now I can go home and go, hey, guys, I feel like you can handle this now because our military...
Yep.
would kill Godzilla if it was real.
Well, another...
No need for nightmares.
No need, right?
No another, need, bro. Just get over
another
it.
Pressing question in a real-life battle with a Godzilla-type monster would be if the U.S. would consider using a nuclear weapon, especially considering the monster's radioactive history.
Hmm.
Dever says it may be an option if the military felt it could work. However, the ultimate decision would come from the president and would only be used after civilians were evacuated.
All right.
He added that even though the battle would be unlike any other, it wouldn't be too long before Godzilla was eventually destroyed. It's not a known thing, fighting monsters, he says, but we'd give it our best and hope he would go down in a day or two.
Wow.
Now, he did not comment on whether or not they would build a giant fighting robot
right.
to take on Godzilla, but one of the most popular comments laid out an alternative plan for taking him down. This person said, from my experience with this very situation... I think it's necessary to throw Hot Wheels at his head until he falls over. And that is wisdom.
Hmm.
Creepy Caleb, intern, former intern, he just texted me a YouTube video that apparently we have to watch because he's calling bullcrap. That's what he just sent me.
I'm calling bullcrap.
There's a video called Could Godzilla Exist? Now I feel like I have to go watch this.
Thanks, Caleb.
Thank you, Caleb. You know, because when we're hanging out throughout the day, some of the most important conversations we have are, hey, man, you think Godzilla could really exist? And if so, do you think the U.S. military could take care of it? You think we got enough firepower?
I know for a fact that these colors don't run, and I know for a fact that Godzilla is not any of these colors. So he cannot run, and we will not run. Therefore, logically, we win. The end. End of story. End of testimony.
Amazing.
The real thing would be whether or not the church would mobilize to witness to Godzilla. Just in case. You know, just in case. Because I feel like if he could get saved, we would want him on our side
right.
of the final battle of Armageddon. Just think about that. All the forces of evil lined up. We're going to take you down. And then, oh, are you? Dumb. Boom.
And it'd be like Transformers 4 where... Optimus
Grimlock.
Prime was riding Grimlock, except I'm going to stop there because I was about to say something.
Nope,
and you know nope, that you know nope, somebody nope, would nope, be nope, like, nope. That's not cool,
Hang
man.
On, we've already gotten 16 emails.
Okay, cool.
You guys are blasphemous idiots.
Okay, cool. There
cool.
you go. On that, we are out.
Yes.
We'll see you guys again Monday morning. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the podcast at mystaticradio.com/mornings. Now, Teo here, he hangs out with you on Saturdays because he has nothing better to do. I know. I get to be off. Because,
worst part of my job.
I'm sorry.
But I love it.
That's the worst
part. Because Lisa in Idaho listens every Saturday.
She does every Saturday morning. Shout out to Idaho. Huge shout out to Thailand. Whoop. Just got an email. That was crazy. Yeah. What up, Michael?
What up, dude?
Go eat some Tom's Kagai. That's the best.
Yeah.
Coconut soup milk. Coconut milk soup.
That sounds horrible
oh,
when
so
you say
good.
It like that.
So good.
Guys, shout out to Mitch because she's coming up
what?
Right
what?
Around the corner.
Yes.
Middays with Mitch. She's Don't give up on it.
Giving away some cool stuff,
yeah.
some swag.
And then after that, afternoons with Celeste.
Boom! It's Friday, y'all. Enjoy your day. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.